Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the FreedomLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Also, the StellarGospelMusic.com show. I am your host, Dr. Frida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that you have decided to join the ministry on tonight, because we have a great word from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and all of my participants who have been with me from day one, as well as from day 5 and 10 and 15, and all of my new guests who are on right now. Thank you so much. The media, the radio stations, some people who are in the television industry, thank you so much, because we all need God, and I know that you all are here for one purpose, and that is to hear the word of God and prepare for our journey of a lifetime. It's entitled Journey of a Lifetime. As promised on last week, I told you that we were going to discuss our journey, because we're getting ready to go on our journey. And I want to talk to you just like I would talk to a family member or a friend. And then we're going to get into the Word of God about our journey so that we can begin preparing and remain focused, because there are a lot of things in this world that gets us off track. And so one of the things that we must remember is to remain focused on what God has called us to do, what our assignment is. And so we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless us individually and bless us all together. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the convalescent homes, those who are in the foster homes, those who do not have a home. Lord, we ask that you bless those individuals as well. Would you bless the individuals who are going in the hospital, those who are coming out, those who are thinking about going in, those who have just had surgeries. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless each and every one of your children. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in bereavement, bless those families, be an angel of protection around them. Lord, continue to fill the void that is within their lives and help them to know that all things work together for the good to them who are called by your name. Then, Lord, we ask, as this ministry go forth, with the words of my mouth and the meditation of my spirit be acceptable in your sight. Would you crown this head from the top to the bottom? And as we prepare for this journey, there are literally, and I almost said that word millions, but there are literally many individuals who are listening to this ministry, many who are standing still waiting, wondering, am I going to go on the journey or am I going to stay back? Am I ready to accept my calling or do I want to wait a little bit longer? We ask for the spirit of expedite come upon the feet, upon the people, so that we can begin moving in the direction that you would have us. This is a spiritual move of God. It's nothing in the physical world. It's nothing in careers. It's nothing in anything but a spiritual movement which will begin to shift everything up in the physical world, because when the Spirit of God begins to move, then the earth has to move, because God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for that revelation. We thank you for the movement. And we ask that you continue to keep our eyes focused upon you, continue to keep our hands busy doing your work, continue to keep our mouths spreading the word of God, the revelation, the prophecy of God, the true prophecy of God from you, and bless our legs to continue to walk into the will of God. And then, Lord, if we happen to go a different way because of spirits or because of anything that is on our journey, we ask would you treat us like you did Saul, and would you come before us, Lord, as a light to help us to continue to walk the path, because many times we get tired. Many times things happen in life, and we ask would you just help us to remain focused, Lord. We thank you for selecting us, and God, you spoke a few, for selecting a few to go on the journey. And we asked as we began to pack up our minds to get ready to move into a new dimension of spirituality, a new dimension of awareness of your revelation and awareness of what you would have us to do and the platforms and the people we're going to meet and the places we're going to go and the things we're going to do. We ask will we continue to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that you bless each spirit who's on the line. Bless those who are going to listen, and bless those who are listening right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the call, Lord. And we ask, would each person have a purpose and get something out of the manifestation that you're going to give us? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm so excited. I was so in the zone of listening to God that I knew that the title was going to be Journey, but as I was typing, the Lord was giving me Journey of a Lifetime. And anything that is a lifetime, God speaks, that is eternal life. And so I want you to, if you will, I need for you to get out a sheet of paper, because this journey, you must understand that I have to listen to God, and we have to make sure that you are ready and prepared. When we talk about preparation, we're only talking about in the spiritual sense of a journey. We're not talking about anything in the physical world. What I want to tell you right now is God is speaking, and you have to excuse me. I have to be obedient unto God. If this is your bedtime, then go to bed. You can listen to this any time, but I have to listen to God. I want you to draw a circle. Amen. I want you to draw a circle. It doesn't have to be perfect. Matter of fact, it doesn't matter if it looks like an egg, but I want you to draw a circle, because God says this world is not perfect anyway, so you don't need a perfect circle. Excuse me. Praise God. So you draw the circle, and God says that this represents the earth. Right? This represents the earth. The earth is round. God created the earth. I want you to put God in the middle. God created the earth. Because God created the earth, he created everything around the earth. I want you to put your name outside of that circle. I don't care where you put it. Put it outside the circle. God says, because your name is outside of the circle and he created this particular earth, God says we all have a purpose on earth. Notice that as you drew the circle, your name is on the line. God says you have a purpose. You have a journey to go on. God says he is moving us toward eternal life. And so within this journey, God is showing me an arrow from north to south. Draw an arrow, and that's okay if you go between the O of God. Draw an arrow from north to south. God says, because of this particular hemisphere, God calls it, or circle, for some of you who want just simple terms, this circle right here, he says, is divided. He calls the world a divided world. He says, because, he says, there are people who are divided on earth. Why are they divided? And God says they're divided because of their spirits, because of their calling. And God says that you, yes, you who are listening right now, you've been with me for a while, you've been with God for a long time. He says that you are among those who have been called. That's why I told you to place your name on the line. He says if you look at this particular line from north to south that we just drew, and this is social studies, y'all, from north to south, he says what you will find is there is not anybody's name on there. He says, and so what we have to do our job is God is going to send us out into the world. The Bible even says that we're supposed to go out into the world. He's going to send us out into this divided world, and he says because there's a lot of unknowns in the north and south, he says that he is going to be the center of attention. Did you hear what I said? The center of attention. He says that your job, our job, is not to worry about why the world was divided. He says our job is to only give the qualities of God. That's why we had our needs and wants. If you remember, I told us we're not going to focus on cars. We're not going to focus on homes, because in order to get people to understand the word of God, we don't need materialistic things. We just need the God's word in our heart, and we need to give the word unto the people. God says that he will provide everything else that is added. So that's the first thing. Now I want you to draw a line from east to west, from east to west. God says that now you have not only a horizontal line, but you also have a vertical line as well. And when you look at this, as we studied math, we worked on different angles, a 90-degree angle, a 180-degree angle, and things like that. And God says that arrows represents people's mindsets. Some people, they're focused toward God, as you can see. Some people are focused away from God, as you can see. And some people are focused, they're on their way to hell, just to be honest. He says, so our job is to keep the focus on God. He says, no matter which direction he takes us, we are to focus on God. That is the focus. That's why it's so important. Let me put a pin right there. That is why it's so important that we have to be careful of the spirits that we entertain. God says that in our nature, because of what we do, he says, because of where you are in your organization, because of your environment, he says, you're going to encounter many spirits. That's what these arrows are for. He says, but you must remember the promise of God. Some people are unhappy with their lives. They're going to always complain. They're going to always find fault. They're going to always, it's just going to go on and on. But you cannot immerse yourself into these different spirits. What you have to do is understand that you must keep moving. And God says, when you say keep moving, when we say keep moving, we're talking about keeping the focus on God. That does not mean to preach to people when we go to our respective places. What that means is we must continue to have the heart of love, and we must continue to have all of those qualities, those needs and wants. How do we want to be treated? You know, if I put on this individual's shoes, you know, then I would want somebody to treat me this way. It does not mean take on their spirits. It does not mean take on their problem. What it means is to have an understanding, right? That's what it means to have an understanding, but not to get so caught up in those spirits, because when we get caught up in those spirits, then we get off track. We get off base. Some people are just, as God is speaking, not happy with their lives. And what happens is it filtrates into everything that they do, because a spirit is very powerful, God says. That's why we have to have the Holy Ghost spirit, because that's the most powerful spirit that we could have. And so as you look at this circle, let's go back. Keep this in perspective. As you look at this circle, God says this is a compass, actually. We have created a compass. And he says that some people, I want you to look at the strategic place in which you put your name, right? Usually, on a compass, you know, your name, some people put their name at the top. You're headed north. Some people put their name at the bottom. You're headed south. Some people put their name to the east, right? And God says that there are some quadrants. You have north, you have south, you have east, and you have west, right? North, south, east, and west. That is the territory, hear me out, that God is going to send you. Some of you think I'm playing. That is the territory that God is going to send you. Did you hear what I said? Wherever you put your name on that circle, that is where God is going to send you in this lifetime. It may not be tomorrow. You're going to, and this is a few, understand me when I say that, and you know who you are. God says he's already told you. There are some ministers on this line right now. There are some teachers on this line right now. God says he is preparing. There are some opportunities that's going to be in the east. And I'm going to look it up, because there's an opportunity coming up, right? And I'm going to see if this is in the east. And I believe it is. It is in the east. It is. All of them, practically, are in the east for me, and that's where I put my name. But I want you to really focus on where you put your name. And I'm serious. This is proof, y'all. This is nothing that is made up. This is nothing that I came up with. This is God. God said this is our compass. But even if you go in the east, even if you go in the north or the south, in this season God says that it's the east. It may be the west and the north. It may be everywhere, he says, but most of the opportunities are in the east. But listen to this. God says this is a compass. Okay? This is a compass. And God is sending us in all different directions. For those whom he called, he says he only called a few. He didn't call a lot of people. He only called a few. And you'll know because you'll start receiving opportunities. Doors will start opening in those particular regions. That's proof. All right? Starting tomorrow, our journey begins. We're not letting up. We're not giving up. We're not giving in. Continue in the word of God. We're going to continue to be strong in God no matter what. And when I say that, and God says, because he is now the center, if you look at where God is, God says he always is in the center no matter what. He says, and he is the strongest link of them all. He's always in the center. And he says he's keeping us balanced. He says that's why he dispersed people in those different regions, because he didn't want to put too many in the east, too many in the west, too many in the south, too many in the north. He says, and that's how our life has to be on this journey. That's another thing. It has to be balanced. It has to be God, family, careers, hobbies. It has to be balanced. We have to be well-rounded. God says this circle is a well-rounded Christian, because sometimes when we begin to teach and minister and give the word of God and travel different places, something goes lacking. And so our prayer is, the first thing is we want to balance. That's why God gave us this visual. God says this is your compass. Your assignment is in the east. Mine is kind of northeast. Mine is northeast. Whoa. Northeast, okay? Because it's kind of in the middle of the north and the east. It's kind of north. It's kind of northeast, all right? And so these are the different regions that you're going to be in. And whether it's speaking, whether it's networking, your ministry, your business is going to take you to this particular area, okay? But the main thing, and I want you to put a start by this, is to keep God at the center. As I said before, even in our perspective, wherever God has blessed us to, whatever we went to school for, our organizations that we are affiliated with and things of that nature, you're going to have many different spirits. Some people are just not happy with their lives. That's just period, point blank. God revealed that. They're just not. Some people will find anything and everything to complain about. That's life, you know. But our job is to continue to remain grounded and focused on God at this particular season. And it does not mean that you go everywhere you go, you're preaching to God, but it's how you live. It's how your heart is. You have to genuinely love your neighbor, genuinely love the people that you are affiliated with, genuinely care about the people you're affiliated with. When you speak to people, make sure that you mean it. You're not just speaking because you have to. When you want to help somebody, make sure you really mean that. When you interact with people, make sure that, pretend like that person is God. If we were pretending like the person is God that we interact with, I guarantee you our whole demeanor would change. And that's the focus for those of you who are with me on this journey. That's the focus. And we're going to start working on that tomorrow, God's will. Pretend like the person you're dealing with is God. Now, I'm not saying, now, hold on. Spirit of God just spoke. I'm not saying you worship a person. There is not one person on this earth that I worship like I worship God. And I love my family, but I only worship God because that's who we're supposed to worship. I'm not saying worship people, how we treat people. Pretend like every person you encounter, starting tomorrow, pretend like they're God. And at the end of the week, we're going to evaluate ourselves. I'm going to keep a journal for me because I'm on this journey with you. And we're not talking about literally some of us tomorrow. Some people are literally leaving tomorrow going on their journey. Who's been listening? Wanda. Some people are. It's several individuals. But some of us, our journeys are coming up. Some of us, our journeys are already here, and God is getting ready to reveal our journeys. So at the end of each week, I'm going to journal every person that I interacted with. Did I really treat them like I would treat God? And if you're treating somebody bad, then that's how, basically how you'll treat God. Because we are the offsprings of our Lord and Savior. He created us. And so when I look at you, saying like, I'm looking at God. I'm not going to worship you, but I want to treat you right. And that's the whole point. Right? That's right. So now the secret is out. You know which way you're going. That's the first thing God says. We know which way we're going. That's the first thing. And I am in the northeast. Okay. So that's our compass, all right? All right. So now let's look at our Bible verse, excuse me, that the Lord has given us. Colossians 2, 6 through 7. I'm going to give you time to get there. Colossians 2, verses 6 through 7. I'm going to give you about a minute to get there because I want to make sure everybody's there. If you're just joining, welcome to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. We drew the world and we put God in the center and we drew different directions and we put our names in a perspective direction. And now I'm giving individuals the opportunity to look up Colossians 2, 6 through 7. Colossians 2, 6 through 7. I'm giving individuals the opportunity to look that up. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm going to give you about 30 more seconds, and we're going to dive right into this lesson because some people have to get busy. All right. So here we are. Colossians 2, 6 through 7. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you, point to yourself, must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Colossians 2, 6 through 7. I want to read that again. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. That's Colossians 2, verses 6 through 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Now then, when we look at Colossians 2, 6 through 7, there are a few words that the Lord wants us to highlight, and he is going to talk about these particular words as we travel on our journey. It's very important. The first word that the Lord is given is accepted. Accepted. The second word is Christ Jesus. The third word is Lord. The fourth word is continue. The fifth word is follow. The sixth word is roots. The seventh word is grow. The eighth word is build. Let's see here. The ninth word is faith. The tenth word is truth. Twelfth word is overflow. And the 13th word is thankfulness. Amen. These are a few words that God has given unto us from Colossians 2, 6 through 7. And God says this was strategically given because we need all of these particular words, whether they're nouns or adjectives, or verbs. We need these on our journey. When we look at accepted, God says put yes. Because you're listening to this ministry and because you placed your name, listen to me very closely, 90% of you placed your name. You actually went through that activity. You accepted your call. You was the one who God was speaking to in the first place. For the 10% who didn't, you're here to grow more. You're not ready to go on the journey. But for those of you who put your name and you have a location, God says, you basically says, yes, I'll go. And that's the first step towards a prosperous journey in walking in the will of God. We all have a purpose. I want to stick a pin there as God is speaking. We all have a purpose. God has blessed some individuals to, you know, go to college or to take up a trade or to begin work, right? God says that that was a blessing. There's a difference between a blessing and a calling. A blessing is something that God gives, not because we deserve it, but because it's something that we've worked hard to achieve. A calling is something that God has bestowed upon us that we really kind of came into when we began to follow Jesus and we accepted God's teaching. God says, you know, a calling is an acceptance of his teaching, and you go out and you reciprocate what God has taught us. But a blessing, for instance, is going to college, majoring in something, and then working Lafia, or it's going to a trade school and then finding a job, or it's just finding a job. That's a blessing. But a calling is something that God can only give, right? You've been exposed to it, but you didn't go to school for it because you didn't know the will of God at that time. And so now that you're in your will, you have accepted, yes, Lord, I'll go. Send me. And so the most important thing was the acceptance, which we all did, put 90%. Christ Jesus. When we go out into the world, we must understand and recognize that, excuse me, my allergies, but that's not the point. We must understand and recognize that there are so many spirits out there. There are literally people who are fighting with marital spirits, financial spirits, career spirits, fleshly spirits, pastoral spirits, human spirits. There are all types of spirits out there. But God says the focus is always Christ Jesus. When we get tired and when we have that mentality of, wow, there are so many different spirits out there, Jesus says, always think about the cross. When Christ Jesus died on the cross, he says, go back to the quadrant, to the compass that we made. He says, and when we feel like we want to give up and throw in the towel, when we feel like it's just too much because people have too many spirits, they're not happy with their lives, they complain about everything, he says, look at this compass, and you'll see God. See how we do that where God is in the center and there's a cross? God hung on that cross for us. Look at your name. And even if you didn't write your name, God hung on the cross for you. He says, think about the cross. He says, think about when he was despised and rejected, when he was bruised, when he was crucified. He said, this world couldn't be that complicated. We have accepted the call, and we're going to have those type spirits because people just don't like life. Some people don't even like themselves. That's why they complain so much. That's why they find fault so much. That's why they're so unhappy. That's why their marriage is not working out. That's why this and that's why that. Because they're unhappy. They haven't found Jesus Christ. They haven't accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so they're unhappy. But God says that we are to always keep Christ Jesus in focus and remember how he hung on the cross for us. Then there's the word Lord. There are going to be instances in which we're going to encounter people who are absent without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They know who Jesus is, but they deny him. And when I say deny him, through their behaviors. But once again, God reiterates on this journey, always keep our Lord and Savior in the center. Always understand that the Lord sent you, the Lord sent us to this place, right? And God says that we didn't ask to be sent. He sent us because he called us. There is a difference, once again, between a blessing and a calling. Once again, God is reiterating, a blessing is something that God gives unto us because we worked hard, not because we deserved it. But we listened and we worked hard. A calling, on the other hand, a calling is something that God has called us to. He has told us, and we have accepted what God is doing in our lives. That is what a calling is. That is a calling. And so there's a total difference. But we always have to remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, first. We always must remember that. To keep our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ first. Okay? Continue. There are going to be times when we become tired. Why do we become tired? Just because of life. That's why. We become tired because of life. We become tired because of spirits. And let's be honest. We become tired because of spirits. And God says, continue. And I'm going to be very honest with you. I was driving this weekend, and I was thinking today, I said, wow. I said, I'm looking forward to Sunday. I said that Saturday. I'm looking forward to Sunday. You know, because you're around like spirits, people who really love God. And, I mean, it's just good, you know. And, you know, even at the house and different places that you go, and it's just everybody's in love with God. And then there's some places where, you know, some people may love God, and you can tell through their behaviors, and some may not. And so I told God today, I said, Lord, I wish every day was Sunday. I said, I sure do miss Sundays throughout the week. You know, I can't wait to get to Bible study on Wednesdays. I can't wait to get to the church. And a lot of people say, well, the church is in your heart. It is. But it's not in some other people's heart. And so it's always good to be around people who love God as much as you do. It's just akin spirits, like spirits. And I told God this. I said, on my journey, no matter where God sends me, no matter where I go, you know, no matter where this draft takes us, you know, on weekends or wherever, I don't want to get caught up being a complainer. I want to be able to speak to people. I want to be able to treat people right. I want to be able to love God with all of my heart and all of my might. I don't want to complain because God don't have to give me this day. You go visit the hospitals, kids who are sick. You go visit the convalescent homes, and those people are complaining, and they're in a lot of pain. And we complain about stuff on a daily basis. We don't like our neighbor. Our neighbor don't like us. We're upset with it. For what? We complain. And what we don't realize is God could do this, and we out of there, period. But we find something every day to complain about, every day. And we never take our time to thank God for blessing us to see another day, another day that we shall never, ever, ever see again. I don't have time in my 24 hours to waste on complaining. For what? When there are people laying up in the hospitals, children laying up in the hospitals that I could be praying for. I don't have time to hold grudges against my neighbor any reason. Why? Because time is ticking, and I have some work that needs to be done. I don't have time for it. And so that's the mentality that we all should have as we go on this journey. God says, continue. We're going to get tired. It's going to literally make us sick to see some spirits because they're not thankful for God waking them up. They're going to complain. You're going to hear it. They're going to complain. They're going to be unhappy. There are going to be situations where they're unhappy. But God says for us to continue in the vineyard. Whether you go north, south, east, west, wherever you go, continue. Continue on the journey. Wherever this life may lead you. Because God says we accept it. We're going to keep Jesus Christ in the center. We're going to preach about God or teach about God. And we're going to continue on our journey. There are going to be some situations where we have to go around roadblocks. But God says continue. Follow. God says that those men who followed him who were fishermen, if they wouldn't have followed him, they wouldn't have learned how to fish. And God says not only when you follow him do you find yourself in great situations, but you find yourself before great men and women of God. And God reminded me of this when I was meditating to God earlier about, Lord, how I wish that every day was Sunday. When we talk about this, God reminded me that when we have him in our hearts and in our minds, then we have this, it's not a wall, but we have this security that everything's going to be all right, right? When we learn to just focus and follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this journey because some of us are new. Some of us are veterans at it. There are some prophets on here. There are some ministers that can preach. Ooh, I'm telling you, you've been on this journey a long time. But I'm going to tell you like this. For those who are wondering and have no idea what you've gotten yourself into, if we follow or when we follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be all right because now we're walking in the will of God. And because we're walking in the will of God, right, we have found the presence of God to be that of just what we're looking for. And so when we go into the presence of God and when we begin walking and following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God is walking us to the will of God. I want you to circle follow. I want you to circle follow. When we look at this term and put an arrow where follow is, God says that when we follow him, he takes us to great places. He puts us before great people. He establishes and creates in us a clean heart. He renews our mind. God says that to respond to my meditation, God says that as long as we continue to follow him, it doesn't matter what goes or comes. He says we're going to be all right. There are some spirits that we're going to have to pray for and continue to follow God. Because if we get so wrapped up in the spirit that is not of God, that comes into us, we will lose focus and we will find ourselves further behind than God wants us to be. God says our pacing, that's what God calls it. He says our pacing, our cadence must be with him. He says it's just like a band. He has created us, and I'm speaking to the ones who put your name on that paper, the ones who God has called, the ones who have said yes. He says we are marching to a cadence. can't get off step with other spirits. We can't find ourselves entertaining anything that is not like God. Period. He says, because what happens is we fall behind. He says, and we're still in the journey. He says, but unified, we can do more together. And what you're going to hear within these next couple of days and weeks is you're going to hear of conferences all over this world. You're going to hear me say, I have a few conferences to attend. You're going to hear me say, I have a few places I have to go. And God says we must be in cadence. We don't want to miss out on an opportunity because God is continuing to show us the will of God. He's continuing to prepare us. He says we are soldiers. He says you thought, and some of you are soldiers for real. Some of us actually was in the military, but he says you thought you was going to the military in order to receive training to become a soldier. He says, but you were sent in the military in order for your spirit to become stronger, in order for you to become more vocal. And guess what? When I went into the military, I did become more vocal. I did become stronger because I used to be quiet myself. But God says that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And so God says that was your purpose for the military, in order to create a Christian soldier where you will follow me. You will know how to march. You will understand cadence. You will understand how to work as a unified team. You will understand foreign territory. You will understand what it means to work hard. You will understand what it means to toil and get up early in the morning. You will understand the type of spirits may not know God. You will understand what it means to be responsible for different. You will understand that. So God says, now that you are following me, you have become a Christian soldier. It's hard work. You're going to be working out in the sun. You're going to be working in the rain. God says, but I'm always going to cover you. He says, but in those times, even when you was a real soldier, he said you had everything that you needed after a long day of hard work. And God says, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches in heaven. He says, but you have to follow me. You can't look behind. You can't find yourself entertaining a lot of spirits. People are literally bitter with their lives. You have to pray for them and keep marching to the cadence. You have to keep moving. Follow. Then God talks about roots. I want you to write the word roots, and I want you to put an arrow where the R is and an arrow where the S is. There's two different types of roots. Roots is family roots, and roots is being anchored. God calls it an anchor. We look at family roots. God says you must recognize, we must recognize that our families worked hard when we were children. They worked hard to get us what we needed. They worked hard to send us to school, put us through college. They worked hard. That's our roots. And God says that through this elevation, God says he wants us to plant within our roots. That means our family structure. Once God says we're going to be established, he says we're going to be better than blessed. It's not bragging. It's telling what the Spirit of God is speaking right now. He says better than blessed. He says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. You will have plenty. That's what God is saying. You will have plenty. And part of this journey is going to be making sure that your roots have and reap what you point to yourself have sown. Family. After God. Family. Then God talks about an anchor root spiritually. He talks about being anchored in God. He said, yeah, there are going to be storms in our lives. He says, yeah, there are going to be times in which we're going to sway, and, you know, times in which we may even want to just say, you know what, Lord, I don't know about this, but God says, I called you and you accepted. And God says we have to be anchored so deep that we can't be moved. You can't be moved by people. You can't be moved by behaviors. You can't be moved by your possessions. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to be very honest with you. God is going to bless us in a huge way. This is pretty big, y'all. We talk about a journey. I mean, when I say God bless us in a huge way, He is. Not only will God bless us in a huge way, but God is going to do just some awesome things. He's going to establish us. And the thing about this establishment is that when we are established the way that we desire that from God, God says that we must still remain anchored in God. Just because God has the Spirit and gives you the Spirit of all these things will be added unto us does not mean we stop working, y'all. Does not mean that we just go to the side of the road and quit because we have everything that we need. Because we don't need anything, so we think. God says, keep working. Keep, did you hear what I said? Keep working. The breakthrough is going to come. I'm gonna lay it out to y'all. The breakthrough is going to come. Well, you will have a choice. You will have a choice because you're working for God. And God says He chose you. You will have a choice of what time you want to get up, what time you want to go to bed, what you need to do for the day. But God says this is a journey. You are on an assignment. You are on an assignment. This first assignment, this first season that God is going to take us through is kind of like a television show. Praise God. Woo! Some of y'all, it's kind of like a television show. God said, this is the first season. And I'm just going to be honest with you. If we act the fool and throw in the towel because God has given us everything we need, we have just messed up the will of God. We have to keep working. God is going to bless us immensely throughout this journey. He is going to open up the windows. You're going to be financially blessed. We're going to be, our family is going to be blessed. Everything that we touch is going to be successful. We're going to be happy every day. Amen. Amen. But the thing about it is we have to stay the journey. We have to stay the course. And God is testing us right now. What if God gave you this? What would you do? Are you going to quit? Are you going to stop serving the people that you've been serving? Are you going to say, forget it? Are you going to abandon your family and go out on these extravagant vacations? We're going to talk about managing what God gave us in a few minutes. Are you going to do that? Or are you going to take care of what God has given and you're going to invest in your family? First of all, in God, then your family. Are you going to do that? Or are we just going to flip out and say, forget it? I have this now. And we're not talking about the lottery, y'all. We're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about things from God, doors opening. We're talking about people investing in us because of God. Are you just going to throw in the towel and say, forget it, I'm out of here, I have everything I need? And even if that is the case, God says we're still obligated to work for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's move on. Growth. It's very important. I was talking about this morning. When you plant something, you expect it to grow. God says throughout this journey, we must learn to grow. There are going to be people who will pour out their emotions unto us, good, bad, and otherwise. But God expects us to be so rooted in Him, and He expects to be able to grow from different experiences, that he wants us to count all of those experiences as a growing experience. Because God says that he has something down the road for the final product. God says nothing about this journey should be personal, because God purposely sent us on this journey. Did you hear what I said? Nothing about this journey that God is sending us on should be personal, because God purposely sent us on this journey, because he wanted us to be ready and prepared for when we walk into our destiny. We cannot carry grudges on our shoulders, carry our feelings and emotions and frustrations. God says we have to, every time we step into a new region, whether it's, you know, northeast, whether it's north, south, wherever, we have to personal feelings and our emotions. When I talk about that, we're talking about something happened 2 days ago, and because of that, now you have an attitude everybody you encounter. We have to grow as people, and part of growing up is learning to control our emotions. There was a song that says emotions make you cry sometimes, and they do. But part of growing up is understanding that we're doing this for God, understanding that we must grow for God, because guess what? All those spirits that we had to just continue walking, we have to go back now and try to save some of those spirits for the rapture. And when we talk about rapture, we're not talking about the world ending. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about before individuals leave earth, we have to give them the word of God, pour into their spirits. So God wants us to grow. Then we talk about build. Anytime we build, God says we lift up something. We're lifting up the kingdom. Every time that we step on a platform, whether it's, you know, somebody say, I just want you to give the kids an encouraging word. I just want you to give the church an encouraging word. I just want you to read 1 John, the third chapter. Or I just want you to do this or that. We are building up the kingdom of God. And we are supposed to represent the kingdom as a building inside of our hearts. We're supposed to build people up, you know. We talk about God is revealing building fund. And when God says building fund, he's talking about how much are we investing in encouraging people on a daily basis. What percentage of our time do we spend, I mean, genuinely encouraging people? I'm not talking about just, you know, hey, you're doing a good job. Genuinely encouraging people to keep on keeping on. Genuinely encouraging people to keep pressing. Genuinely encouraging people to hang on in there. How many times a day do we do that? What percentage of the time? And that's part of our job as kingdom. God calls us kingdom builders. Write that down. He called us kingdom builders. He says he's sending us out. Kingdom builders. He says, what percentage of our time do we spend building people up? And that's something personal. You're going to have to figure that out. Now we talk about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now I'm going to tell you like this, and I'm going to be very honest with you, because truth is next. There are a lot of things that we're just going to walk up on. Favor. We're going to walk up on blessings of God. We're not going to be prepared. God's not going to reveal all of the blessings unto us. We're just going to walk up on it. Okay? When we talk about faith, right, we have to have faith in God. We have to know that no matter what, no matter how tired we get, no matter how much or how many spirits we deal with, we have to keep our faith in God. That is part of the kingdom building. That is part of the kingdom walk. Continuing to have faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to. We have to continue to do that. It's very important. And so when we have faith, God requires that we have faith of a mustard seed. And that's not big faith. But God says that once, the revelation actually says that once we are following him, he says our faith will increase. And we don't have to see things anymore in order to believe it. like some of you who are still trying to debate the 10% and the 90% who wrote your name down, you have no idea about this journey. You don't believe that God is getting ready to promote you. You don't believe that God is getting ready to send your name in the atmosphere and people are going to call you. You don't believe that. You won't believe it until somebody actually calls you. You won't believe it until you're actually on somebody's stage. That's not faith. That's proof. You must have faith in God. If God promised it, it's going to happen. Look back at the conference that we have. If you put your name, and I am so serious, if you put your name on this conference, you're going somewhere. If you was that 10% who's listening, which is great, I appreciate you listening, that 10% and you didn't put your name, it's not your time yet. It's not your time and it's not your turn yet. God says he only calls some. That's why before we even begun that, God says he only calls some. Okay? And it's even in the Bible. Now let's move on. So faith, we must have faith. We must keep the faith. Truth. Truth. I am the way, the truth, and the light. We must be the truth. When we go to these prospective places, we can't put sugar on anything. We have to tell it like it is. There are some instances in which I have entertained spirits all over this world when I've traveled. Entertained spirits, you know, bitter spirits because of home life, bitter spirits because of marital problems. And some people just take it out on other people. They're just bitter. Every time you see them, they're complaining. They're never happy. I'm like, God woke you up this morning. Clap your hands. Be happy. So the truth. Right? When we minister the word of God and we teach the word of God, we have to tell people the truth. Tell people the truth. It's very essential. Okay? Talk. God has taught us many things. And we know right from wrong. We know truth from fiction. And sometimes God says that because of what he's taught us and because of who he is, he says sometimes we're going to have to be alone. Because you have people, God says, who they buy into different spirits. They really do. They buy into the spirits unknowingly. Some Christian people buy into spirits. But you have to remember the teachings of God. And you have to remember that at all times God expects us to be on the right side. And sometimes, many times, when we're teaching or ministering unto people, we're going to be alone because the truth is not always popular. Standing on the promises of God is not always popular. Ministering the word of God is not always popular. Right? If we was talking about the world or gossip, then it would be very popular. But God says, remain focused on his teachings. We know what God taught us. We understand what God taught us. Then we talk about the overflow. I told you, I touched on this a little bit. Again, God is reiterating this because somebody still is in shock. They can't believe it. They can't believe it. I'm going to tell you like this. On this journey, and somebody's asking right now, how long is this journey? God says a long time. On this journey, God continues to reveal overflow. God is going to give out huge blessings to every person whom he's called. Once again, we're going to have the opportunity to decide some things because of God's favor and because of the opportunities. But I'm going to tell you this. Whatever you do, God says, keep the cadence. He says, follow him. God didn't tell us in the vineyard. He didn't tell us to get off track and just splurge everything he's given us. God says there's going to be an overflow for all of these people who are going out. And the reason why it's an overflow is because God says he's going to take care of anyone he's sending out on a journey. You know how it is sometimes when you are with different companies and they send you out and they take care of your airfare and your speaking and your transportation, all that good stuff. Well, God says the overflow is going to be given to each person. Not only will you have an overflow, but you will be able to bless others. And God speaks family. Okay? Take care of your family. We're going to take care of our family. Take care of your family. And look out for your friends. When we get this overflow, y'all, don't lose sight of God. Don't get off the journey. Continue listening to the ministry. Continue working for the kingdom of God. We're kingdom builders. We never stop building until the very end. So the overflow, that's a promise. And then thankfulness. God says that, you know, first of all, thankfulness is a two-way street. Thankful because we accepted the call. God says he's thankful. He thanks us for that. But we also must be thankful because God is going to really blow our minds. He is going to do the unthinkable. He is going to, and this starts tomorrow, y'all. This kicks off tomorrow. Whole new life, whole new world. Thankful. God says give thanks for everything that he gives. Give thanks unto God. Don't give thanks unto the people. Well, thank the people, of course, but thank God. God says don't forget about him. When he blesses us with all this, I'm telling you, y'all, I'm going to be very honest. When he blesses us with this, God goes on to say, take care of it. I'm going to give you an example. I had the opportunity a couple of days ago. I could have invested in something. I could have. And God showed me a way. And he said, you can save by doing this. Y'all, I saved, and I'm happy, and I still have much more to go, amen? And so God says, let me just be real, don't just spend because you have it. Spend with a purpose, and that's going to be our next segment, spend with a purpose, right? Spend with a purpose. I'm telling you right now. We're going to have God's will next week. We're going to talk about spending with a purpose. God is going to give out some huge things, y'all. It's very important. I can't stress it enough. It's very important that we do not lose focus on who gave it to us. It's very important that we do not lose focus on the will of God. It's very important that we don't just throw in the towel and say, you know what, God gave me this. I'm throwing a deuce to everybody, and I'm starting my own venture. Unless God told you to start your own venture, keep doing what you're doing. But this right here, this assignment, there's no throwing in the towel. There's no retiring. There's no quitting. We must keep going. We must keep going. Now, there are going to be some where God's going to say, I have established you. And there's going to, you know, when they say your blessings will make room for you, there's going to be a movement or a shift. This is huge, y'all. And it's not just one blessing, it's multiple blessings. Every time you turn around, it's a blessing. Every single time. And it kicks off Monday, God's will. But listen, I'm going to tell you this. Because just as I'm speaking, God is listening. Just as I'm speaking, those spirits are listening too. You have to stay focused. You have to. There are going to be situations where you have to help people, but don't let people get you off track. It's kind of like when you're running or when you're walking or when you're bicycling, whatever you're doing. You're focused. Even when you're entertaining spirits, you got to keep moving. Keep moving. Follow the Lord. Be rooted. Grow. Build. Keep the faith. Tell the truth. Remember what God taught. When you receive the overflow, be thankful unto God because God didn't have to give it to us, but he did. He didn't have to choose us for his work, but he did. He didn't have to give us a second chance in life, but he did. And I don't understand how is it that people can wake up in the mornings. I don't understand it. How people can wake up in the mornings and complain. I told God, I said, Lord, if I'm complaining too much, shut my mouth. Seriously. I don't like to complain. Right? Just keep going. Keep moving. If everybody, and I want you, this is what I want everybody to do on this journey. We're getting ready to go, y'all. And it's going to be a good journey. This is success from here. Now, I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people are going to go, and you're going to be afraid because you have no idea what to expect. There are going to be some spirits. Keep it moving. As Sister Kim Burrell says, follow God. Remember, God says you're following him. And, yeah, you're going to have those spirits. And, you know, people are just going to be just bitter about their lives. You got to keep assignment. You have to remember that. And I'm going to tell you, things are going to start happening. Doors are going to start opening. Don't act a fool. And just, you know, spin, or do this, do that, or just quit something that you have. God says keep working until he authorizes you to do so. Until God tells you, I want you here, or I want you to do this, God says keep everything just like it is right now. And what's going to happen is you're going to outgrow your blessing. And when you begin to outgrow your blessing, God is going to put you in another place. He's going to transition you when you outgrow it. We're talking about spiritual kingdom work. So it's very important. It's very important that we continue to focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right? All right, that was Colossians 2, 6 through 7. We're talking about the journey of a lifetime. We're going to continue to talk about the journey of a lifetime. It's very important. So just to reiterate and wrap up everything, the title or the theme is Journey of a Lifetime. Each one of you who drew the compass and the directions, you know which direction you're going to go. God's going to send you there. And we've all accepted the call of God, especially if you put your name on that compass when we were going through the activity, not afterwards, not after the fact, but if you put your name when we were going through the activity. In addition to that, we accept it. Remember that we're keeping God first. We're putting God. God is at the center of every single thing. God is at the center of every single thing. And so we must remember that, and we must, I mean, in each dealing, when we deal with people, we must remember that Christ Jesus is at the center. Christ Jesus went to the cross, and so there should be nothing that hinders us from remaining on our mission. Amen? Amen. Okay. Then remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are some people who would not have the Lord in their lives, and they would be bitter. They would complain. Their spirits, I mean, it's just like, oh, my goodness. You know, but we must remember our purpose. We must remember our mission, that we're here for Christ Jesus because he died for us. He sacrificed his life for us. And God says we must continue to walk the path, continue to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must understand our roots, and we must be anchored in the Lord. We must continue to grow and build. We must continue to have the faith, speak the truth. And when we teach, sometimes it's not going to be popular. When we minister, it's not going to be popular, but God says he's going to give us the overflow, and each time we should be thankful for the overflow that the Lord has given unto us. Amen? So, all of you are ready for the journey of the lifetime, and you know what? To be honest with you, I don't know what to expect either, y'all. All I know is God called me, and I'm going. That's the only thing I know. That's the only thing I know. And one of the things that you have to understand about the journey of a lifetime is that God opens up many opportunities, right? Many different opportunities for the Word of God. And our prayer is that we don't entertain anything that's not like God. That's our prayer. So we must understand that. So I want to tell you this because the next time I will speak to you is tomorrow, God's will, probably around 9 or 10. Everything kicks off Monday, our journey of a lifetime. Remember our needs and wants. Remember how our hearts and our minds should be set. We must set our hearts and minds. We must make sure our hands are ready to do the will and work of God. We're talking about the spiritual realm. We're not talking about anything in the physical world, because God says he's talking about opportunities, places he's going to send us. He's talking about the ministries online. He's sending people unto us right now as we speak. There's someone who just emailed me. There's someone. When I open up my email, there's going to be one person who just emailed me. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be ready. This journey is going to go pretty quick. And it's not, I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you right now, when God does the unthinkable and God is speaking 3% of us, when God gives this to us, we have to understand how to manage it. Unless God tells you to move somewhere, unless he tells you to stop, God says keep going. And right now as the Lord is speaking, he says he needs you to keep doing what you're doing because they need your service. Did you hear what I said? Believe it or not, they may not admit it, but they need your service. Continue. If you're working in the church, continue. If you're working in an organization, continue. This journey, I'm telling you, when God blesses, and it's not if, it's when God blesses. Manage what he gives unto you. Amen? Amen. Journey of a lifetime. At freedomloveshow.com, stellagospelmusic.com. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the freedomloveshow.com, stellagospelmusic.com. Be sure to text a friend, tell a friend that freedomloveshow.com is on, stellagospelmusic.com is on. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and for being a part of this particular ministry. Also, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook AfredaLove at AlFredaLove or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfredaLoveShow.com and the StellarGospelMusic.com show. In addition to that, make sure that if you're trying to reach the station, that you go to AfredaLoveShow.com, AfredaLoveShow.com, and click on Number One Love Radio. And also go to StellarGospelMusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You must pray for each and every person, amen, including yourself. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to look at the different pages. Let's go ahead and look at some of these pages, because I have a lot of new individuals who are really interested, and I want to make sure that you understand the information that is contained on these particular page numbers. If you go to AfredaLoveShow.com, and my computer's a little slow, but that's okay, AfredaLoveShow.com, you're going to hear some music in just a second. No, I turned it down. Okay. Give me just a second because my computer's being slow. All right. You're going to see different television stations. You'll see Welcome, AfredaLoveShow.com. If you want to be on the radio, the number is 347-843-4981. For any booking, you can go to emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you go to the homepage, you will see many gospel artists, fashion artists, comedians. You'll see my show logo. You will see many different things. Now, if you look at Number One Love Radio, you click on Number One Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. All right? And it says live. And if you want to follow the ministry, please do so. Just click on follow right under my picture, okay? All right. So that's the homepage. If you go to AfredaLoveShow.com, that icon, and I need to move that picture over, you will see that this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, and we're communicating about many different events and things of that nature. Then if you go to fashion and makeup, and I'm going to have a couple of other people who will also be on this page. If you go to fashion and makeup, here are some of the fashion and makeup artists on this particular page right here. All right. Then if you go to event planners, booking requests, you can send an email with your name and your message and which artist or speaker you're requesting. Then if you want to be a guest on the particular ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, building a brand. We have many online courses, so if you want to listen to that particular segment of building a brand, please be sure to do so. We have brand mapping, and that's when I formed this little brand map. Speaker showcase. As I said before, we're working on the speaker's barrel. There are many different topics that we speak on, such as education, college, spirituality, health, media, civic community, black history, first years of college, accounting, civic community, and diversity. If you're interested, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We have Sister Yolanda Adams, who will have her show, her Yolanda Adams morning show, Yams, on October 3rd. Amen. October 3rd, so check her out. I'm going to add some things to her page. I was waiting until all of this good stuff happened. So it happened, and we're going to activate some things on her page, and I'm so excited. And this is some of her music right here. We're just going to listen about 30 seconds of it. Could change the world, trapped inside an ordinary girl. All right, so that's Sister Yolanda Adams. All right, and then we have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradfoot. Let me see, I'm going to turn it up a little bit. Sister Eddie Ruth Bradfoot, she's also a gospel artist, and we're going to add some more things to her site as well. Sister Eddie Ruth Bradfoot. Then we have community journalists. We have Sister Joy Reed, MSNBC, followed by Daily Beast with Miss Goldie Taylor out of Atlanta. Then yours truly, AfritaLoveShow.com, Dr. Love. Be sure to check out Dr. Love on the AfritaLoveShow.com and also StellaGospelMusic.com, as well as Sister Goldie Taylor on the Daily Beast in Atlanta and Sister Joy Reed. Check those ladies out. All right, authors list. Now, we've been having these books here for quite a while. We've added some books here, so be sure to check out these books, and I'm going to add some more. I need to shift over these books a little bit, but we're going to do that. Also with health, be sure to look at, review this health clip. I'm going to have some articles for you as well. That is our freetoloveshow.com. Text a friend, tell a friend about it. Media, listen. If you have any events, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would like to put you on the freetoloveshow.com website. Now let's go to stellargospelmusic.com website. This is another spectacular website. This is going to actually be our gospel website. If you look at the homepage and click on Number One Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. As you can see, we have many different activities. My computer is not responding right now, but we have many different activities that's going on in the gospel world. We have Sister Tamala Mann, One Way. Her album came out on the 9th. We have Sister Yolanda Adams. We have Pastor Winans. These are some great songs. We have a daily show with Sister Dr. Juanita Bynum at 3 with me. Then we have AfritaLoveShow.com, of course. Then we have a magazine. I'll need some gospel news. If you could email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I need some gospel news. emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to inform the Afrita Love Show of any type of new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. And I'll put it on the iFreeToLoveShow.com as well as StellarGospelMusic.com. We have Sister Kim Burrell, KTSU 90.9 FM, bridging the gap with Pastor Kim Burrell, and she also has a talk show. I need to get the information so I can put it on the page. She has a talk show coming out. If you have any events or media requests, please be sure to contact EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Also, we're going to have the new artist of the week, Miss Dana Fields. She's also a makeup artist around the world, so we're going to include her in our makeup artist list. She will be with us on Thursday, God's will. Her manager is Miss Jana Parsons. Then we have some breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. Listen up. Sister Yolanda Adams' morning show is coming back. October 3rd, I told you about it. October, the Yolanda Adams Morning Show will be back. If you want to see a great show here, we have Friday's Kinfolk Live Show, though, some pictures and things of that nature. And then, of course, our Free to Love Television, we're still working on those clips. Here are the ways in order to contact me. Facebook, Afreeta Love, Facebook, Dr. Afreeta, Mind Your Love, Facebook, Afreeta, Mind Your Love, Instagram, Afreeta Love, LinkedIn, Afreeta Love. Be sure to tune into the AfreetaLoveShow.com. Click on Number One Love Radio or StellarGospelMusic.com. Click on Number One Love Radio. A glance of the week. On Monday, God's will, we're going to have our needs and our wants. On Tuesday, we're going to have a spiritual guide on the go by Dr. Afreeta Love. We're going to talk about perfecting our walk. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have prayer. And then I'm going to also add Sister Dana Fields on Thursday, God's will, because we're excited to have her in the midst, in the studio. She is a gospel singer as well as a makeup artist and things of that nature. She's into fashion. She's great. So we're going to add her, and she's going to be on our team as well. Now, a little bit about us. As you know, this is an international radio station. We have okay, we were disconnected. I don't know what you heard and what you didn't hear. But as I said before, on tomorrow, God's will, we are going to have our needs and wants. So be sure to come back at 9:30. We're going to have our needs and wants. And also, text a friend, tell a friend about AfreetaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. We would love, love, love to have you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afreeta Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afreeta Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.